بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. So we finished the first two ruku and now we are starting the third one. And from this ayah number 21 to 29, these are the nine ayat. In this general message is given. So first we had what is Quran, the book in which there is no doubt, the book of guidance for people, and then mentioned those who will benefit from this guidance, those who will reject this guidance, and those who will claim that they have done it, but they are really there to do it. So those who are will try to deceive. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala present the message to all people, to all people. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhan nas a'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. O people, worship your Lord who created you and those who were before you, so that you may become righteous. It is He who made the earth as a resting place for you, and the heavens your canopy, and sent down rain from above, with which He brought forth fruits for your sustenance. Do not then set up rivals to Allah when you know the truth. And if you are in any doubt about as to what we have revealed to our servant, then produce just a surah like it, and call your witnesses or helpers, if there are any besides Allah, if you are truthful. But if you cannot, and of a surety you cannot, then fear of the fire, whose fuel are men and stones, which has been prepared for those who deny the truth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing people, Ya Yuhannas. And you know in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Ya ayyuhan nas, ya ahl al-kitab, ya ahl al-kitab, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, O people of the book, or generally everybody. The Quran only in two places uses the word ya ayyuhal kafirun, O alladhina kafir. The first one is that there is a whole surah called Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. So in one place, O you who deny, generally Quran mentions, of course, people, there are people who deny, but don't address them as Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun. This is only in one occasion because people came and they said to the Prophet, let us compromise. You worship our God and we worship your God. You follow our way and we'll follow your way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Qul Ya Ayyuhal Kafirun, La A'budu Ma Ta'budun. O Kafirs, I do not worship what you worship. You will not worship what I worship unless you change. So we are not going to do that. Lakum deenukum waliya deen. And the other is on the day of judgment. Ya ayyuhalladhina kafaru la ta'tadharu al-yawm. Oh, you who deny, don't make any apologies today. You are going to be, now this is the day of apology and all of this thing is over. Now there is the judgment is going to come. So that will be in the akhirah. Otherwise, Ya ayyuhan nas, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ya ayyuhalladhina utul kitab, ya ahlal kitab. This is the way Quran addresses. So this is a general address to all people. O people, u'budu rabbakum. Worship your Lord. Become the servants of your Lord. Ibadah is not only prayers. Ibadah is the whole life. So if you put your life, make your life in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Become the servants of Allah, become the ibad of Allah. U'budu rabbakum. And He is Rabb. And He is the one who provides you. He is the one who takes care of you. So u'budu rabbakum. And He is the one who created you. Alladhi khalaqakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that you are created. And you know, the Arabs believed that there is a creator. So they were not atheists. But the only thing is that they were polytheists. They believed in many gods. So that's why he's saying that وَعْبُدُ رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ أَلَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And he created people before you. Why Allah mentions أَلَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ? Because some of them, they used to believe that those who were in the past, they are their ancestors, and they used to worship them. They used to consider them as if they are also gods. Or they are partners with God. So he said, no, He created you the same, people before you created the same way. So they were all creatures, they are all servants of Allah. You are servant of Allah, you are created by Allah, and the people before you were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. He is Khaliq. He is the creator of everyone. So worship, and this is the only way that you can become, you can find taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you attain to taqwa. Or you can say that so that you can save yourself from hellfire. Because taqwa also means to protect yourself from hell. And you make between yourself and hell some kind of a barrier, some kind of a partition, wiqaya. So لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you may be saved from punishment of the hellfire. اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Become the servants of Allah. Become the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Live your life in obedience to Allah. Because He is your creator and He is the creator of everyone. There is only one creator who created everyone. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned furthermore, الَّذِي جَعْلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. It is He who has made the earth for you. And in this earth it's like a firash, like a resting place. Although it is the earth is globe, but yeah, wherever you walk, you see that it's flat earth. Doesn't mean that Quran is saying that the whole earth is a flat. No, it's not flat earth. But actually, it is made in such a way that you can walk, you can move, you can build, you can work on that. So it is easy for you. So جَعْلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. And you have a canopy of the skies over you. This canopy is beautiful. زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ. The Quran mentioned many places the beauty of the sky. How He has embellished the sky. How He beautified it with the stars. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all this for you. And then from this above, أَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءَ. Sama is the sky and sama is anything that is above. In Arabic language, sama is ma yasmu. Whatever is high, what is that above? So أَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And He brought down from above rain for you, water for you. And this rain, when it comes, the vegetable grows. So from this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that أَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. And so He produced all kind of fruit, vegetables, and everything that is new. Samara is fruit as well as vegetables. So He made many food for you. This food grows for you. Rizqan lakum, for your sustenance. So He is the one who is doing all that. All this phenomena is there. Who is the one who is behind it? Allah. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. And do not make equals to Allah. Nid is equal. Nid is rival. Nid is somebody who is beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't make that. Don't say that this is the God and this is another God, this is another God. There is no other God except Allah. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And you know that. I mean, you are aware of that. That there is a creator. So when you know that there is a creator, and your aql will tell you that there is a creator, because the whole thing has not come out by itself. So why you make associates and partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. So it is the one who has done all of these things. And he is the one who is the master, and he is the Lord, and he should be worshipped, and his obedience to be done. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how you are going to worship? You worship according to the teaching that is given to you by a prophet. So there is a prophet, and this prophet has brought a book, and it is mentioned that this book is there. So Allah says, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا. This prophet who has brought the book for you and guidance for you, if you are in doubt, what we have revealed, what we have sent down on our servant, فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ. Then bring a surah like it. Now you remember that in the beginning it says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. In this book there is no doubt. The book has no doubt, but you may have doubt in your mind. So that is the message. Message is without any doubt from Allah. But people may have doubt. Human beings may have doubt, and they may question. So if you have a question, and your question is, that they used to say, that is, if Prophet is saying that this book is from Allah, he might have made it up himself. He has written it himself, and he's saying that it's from Allah. Or he may have some other people who have helped him to produce a book like that. Or he may have a jinn under his control, and the jinn is helping him to produce a book like that. So this is what some of these things that they used to say. They say, he is the one who made it up. Or they were saying that there are some other people who have helped him. أَعَانَهُ عَلَيْهِ قَوْمٌ آخَرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you have all this kind of doubt in your mind that this book is really not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if somebody has produced it, so if somebody has produced it, you produce something like that. If Prophet has produced it, why you cannot produce it? Then you go ahead and produce it. فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ. And this surah is Madani surah. Surah Al-Baqarah is Madani surah. Before that, you have many surahs that came in Mecca. And in those surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, for example, in one of the surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأْتُوا بِحَدِيثٍ مِثْلِهِ. If you are in doubt about this, bring a message like this. So bring a message. Whatever is this book, what message is giving, bring a message like that. Another place say, bring a Qur'an. If you have another, bring another Quran like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And in some place says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Thud, he says, فَأْتُوا بِعَشْرِ سُوَرٍ مُفْتَرَيَاتِ. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِعَشْرِ سُوَرٍ مُفْتَرَيَاتِ. They are saying that he made it up. So bring a ten surahs like this. It's 114 surahs, you bring 10 surahs. Choose the shortest one and bring those surahs. So that was mentioned before. Now it is said, even just one surah, bring it. وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ. Just one surah. Even the shortest surah of the Quran produced something like that. Because Quran is inimitable. Quran cannot be copied. Quran cannot be imitated. Somebody can imitate the Quran and make something like that. And this challenge was there, and this challenge is still here. And people try to, but what happened? Everybody says, laughed at that. What kind of thing that they have produced? So Quran is miraculous, unimitable in its language, as well as in its message, in its consistency, and in its predictability, that it whatever it says is going to happen. And there is nothing in the Quran you can say that you can say, this is in proved false. This is not the case. So that shows that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So bring something like that. فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّنْ مِثْلِهِ. Just one surah, bring it. وَدْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And if you are truthful, that you can do something like that, well, produce. Bring some other supporters, some other associates, some other witnesses that can work together. So the whole committee will sit down and work it and produce a book like that. So not just one individual is challenged, the challenge is the whole community. All of you come together and even bring your jinn. If you have any supporters, bring them. وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين. If you are truthful to make a challenge on this book and you say that this is not produced by, it is not given by Allah, it is produced by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a'udhu billah, then you bring something like that. Then Allah says, فَإِن لَمْ تَفَعَلُوا وَلَن تَفَعَلُوا. If you cannot do it, and you shall never be able to do it. So this is a challenge. You cannot do it, and you shall never be able to do it. لَن is something that you cannot do ever. فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. So, remember that what will happen when you challenge, when you deny the book, when you deny the Prophet. It is the consequence are hellfire. So protect yourself from the hell, whose fuel will be people and stones. People, those who deny. Stones are their idols that they made out of stones. And those idols, they used to say that this is the one who has created this, who has created this. And they worship those idols. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throw those idols with them in the hellfire. They will become the fuel of the fire. Why the idols will be thrown? Because they used to believe that they are going to protect them. But even these idols could not protect them. So Allah says, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Fuel is the people as well as the stones. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. And where for whom this fire is prepared? It's prepared for those who deny, who reject. So kafir are those who reject. And kafir is, before then, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. Kafir mentioned those who are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who benefit from all these things. He is the one who has produced for them. Give them everything. And they reject that. And they reject his message and his messenger. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, فَعَدُوا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عُدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. So here you have ibadah. Worship, adoration, service. Ibadah is all of these things. Service also, the whole life to be lived in that way. Why to worship Allah? Because He has given life, provided beautiful place for you to live, gives you sustenance and food to live on. The 3 points were mentioned here. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has done this. What is the purpose of worship? So that you become righteous and be saved from hell. So the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you worship Allah because He is the creator, He is the provider. Why you worship? So that you live, become the righteous people. Worship must be pure. Do not make shirk. So do worship, but worship must be pure worship. Because many people worship, but they mix up. To make your worship proper, follow the message. And Allah says, if you have doubt about this message, then produce even one surah like it. In Mecca it was said, bring a message like it. It's surah number 52 and ayah number 34. And then bring a Quran like it. 1788. And bring 10 surahs like it. 11, 13. And now he says, bring one surah like it. So all this in different ways it said. So one cannot produce one surah, 10 surahs, the whole Quran, the whole message like that. This is a unique message. This is a miraculous message. And those who refuse worship or make it polluted with shirk, they and their objects of worship will be the fuel of the fire. And people who rejected the truth and stones like idols that they worship. So human beings, they will be in hell as well as the idol that they worship beside that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so you have Quran always brings some kind of a parallel. Here you have people who reject, they go to hell, but then people who believe, accept, what is their benefit? وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةٍ رِزْقًا قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهًا ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون إن الله لا يستحيي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا وما يضل به إلا الفاسقين and give glad tidings to those who believe and do righteous deeds that for them are gardens beneath which rivers flow every time they are fed with fruits therefrom they would say it was this which was granted to us before for they are given things in similitude and they shall have their impure spouses and they abide there forever Allah is not shy to use the parable of a grat or even something bigger. Those who believe know that it is the truth from their Lord, but those who reject the truth say, what does Allah mean by this parable? He causes thus many to go astray by it, and many he leads to the right path. But he causes not to stray except those who are the transgressors. So give good news. Bashir al-ladhina amanu. Tell them what is going to happen to the believers. Those who believe and amalu salihat. Now faith and good deeds together. Most of the time you will find that the Quran emphasizes iman and amal salih. It's not enough to just say I believe. You have to do the good thing. So those who believe and do good deeds, for them are gardens. Jannah is a garden. Jannat is the plural. So for them are gardens, lush gardens. That is something that is really so many trees and beautiful things that it is like covered with that. So they are gardens and these are elevated gardens. And beneath which you see the rivers flowing. So you have garden and the river on the side. Jannatin tajri min tahti al-anhar. And there they will find fruits. They will find good food. And the believers, when they eat that, or it's not only just something to eat, material things, but even the blessings, summarize, it could be also blessings. When they see the blessings, they will say, oh, tu bihi mutashabiha. That means this is what we were promised before. We were told that this is going to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His Prophet informed us about that. Or it could mean that they will be given something like what they used to have in the world. So they recognize that they were not a strange fruit. You know, if you have some strange fruit, you might be reluctant to eat it. But if somebody gives you an apple, somebody gives you a mango, somebody gives you a banana, somebody gives you an orange, you say, yeah, I know that. But taste will be much different. So it's similar, but much better. Much better. Utu bihi mutashabiha. So they will recognize it and at the same time they will enjoy it. Or it could mean that this is what we were told. We were told that these blessings are going to come and they happen now. So we were promised that. So utu bihi mutashabiha qalu hadha alladhi ruziqna min qabl. And they say, this is what we were told. This is what we informed. This we were granted. And walahum fiha azwajun mutahhara. And for them there will be spouses. Pure spouses, good spouse, righteous one. Azwaj in Arabic language is the plural of zawj. And zawj is used for male and female both. So for male, female is the zawj. For female, the male is the zawj. So male and female, both of them are called, that's called zawjain. So zawj does not mean wife, always. Although very often people use that. Zawj is wife and zawj is for a woman, husband is the zawj. For the husband, wife is the zawj. Azwaj is spouses. And that means that they will have nice fruit, but also they will have spouses. That means no person is complete without his spouse. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them this joy that they will be with their spouses. So spouses will be to make them complete, feel that happiness. And these Azwaj are likewise, because these are the people in Jannah. They are righteous people, believers, people who are of goodness. So they will have spouses likewise. Similar kind, mutahhara. That means pure, good, the righteous one. وَلَمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجُ مُطَهَّرَةٌ وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And they will stay there forever. So that is the joy, that is the happiness of Jannah. So Jannat تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ Samarat, and then righteous spouses. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي أَنْ يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوضًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given many examples in the Quran. Sometimes Allah has given the example of Zubab. Zubab is the fly. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that they cannot even create لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا Zubab. Even if all of them gather together, all these people whom they call them gods, if they get together to create one fly, they cannot do that. لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا زُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ وَإِنْ يَسْلُبْهُمُ الزُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقُذُوا مِنْهُ. If the fly can take away from them something, they cannot take it back from the fly. ضَعُفَ التَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. How weak that they believe that they think that they are God, but they are not gods. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the example of Zubab. Another place the Quran has used the example of, you have a whole surah called Suratul Ankabut. Ankabut is a spider. So they are making like a spider web. And that web, that is type of it, is very weak. You put the finger and it is gone. اتخذت بيتاً. وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتَ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. Made a house, and the house that is the weakest is the house of the spider. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you an example of spider, given you the example of fly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you an example of elephant, or give you an example of dog or something. All of these examples are there. And somebody says, this is the book of God, he's using these examples. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي يَضْرِبَ. Examples are to teach you. Examples are to understand. These are the parables. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's prophet, they used to use parables. Jesus, peace be upon him, was the master of parables. He has many parables, beautiful parables, that he used in the Sermon of the Mount and other places. So, the parables, and then you find many parables, amthal, in the Quran. So these examples are to make things easy to understand, to grasp. It's a beautiful way of teaching, to use parables and tell them. So parables are for the need teaching purpose. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي أَنْ يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوضًا. Allah is not shy to do that. Now shyness is good. Haya is very good in Islam. But haya not for teaching. Haya is not for learning. Now, some people say, La haya of iddin. In deen, there is no haya. No, that's not right to say that. But La haya fil ilm. Seeking knowledge, one should not be shy. And for teaching, one should not be shy. You can teach in any way which is good for the people, and you can use that. So, Inna Allah la yastahi an yadriba masala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one of the hadith, the Prophet said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيِّيٌ كَرِيمٌ. Allah is shy and kind. So when you raise your hands towards Him, asking Him, He is shy to say, no, I'm not going to give you. Huh? When you beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, raise your hands, He would not let them go empty. Because Allah is shy and kareem. He's very kind. He's very merciful. Very, very loving. So He's not saying, you are begging Allah, saying, Allah, give me, Allah, need that, I need that. I'm not going to give you. Inna Allah hayyun kareem. But do it sincerely, do it in the right way. Inshallah, Allah will give you. So that's Inna Allah la yastahi means, here is teaching. And teaching for anything can be used for that. Allah can use an ant to teach. Sulaiman alayhi salam was passing by an area and the ant teaches him. Something. And he says, So he smiled when he heard that. And then he realized that yes, even though he had great kingdom, but he learned from an ant. Or he had Hudud. Hudud tell him that you did not know and I know something. So Hudud goes and brings the information from all the way from Yemen. So all of these examples are given in the Quran for what purpose? To teach us. So إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي أَن يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَّا بَعُوضًا فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. So those who believe, they recognize that this is the truth from their Lord. But those who reject, those who deny, they say, what is this? مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. What example Allah has given there? So Allah says, yes, some people are going to be misled. Some people read the same Quran and they go astray. And they continue in their kufr, in their denial. So, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. Many will be gone astray. And many will be guided. But who will be going to go astray? Fasiqeen. Fasiqeen are the transgressors. Those who go beyond their limit. Those who do not follow the right message, the right way. So, مَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. The believers, the righteous people, they are the one who will benefit from this message. So in order to get benefit from the message of Allah, be humble. Have a will to obey and follow. But if you from the beginning say, no, I'm going to follow my way, my desire, then you cannot get benefit from the Quran. And who are those fasiqeen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ أَحْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُم مَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ فَسَوَّاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. So الفاسقين وما يضل به إلا الفاسقين. And those who are going to go astray are فاسقين. Who are they? Those who break Allah's covenant after it is ratified. And who sunder what Allah has ordered to be joined. And do mischief on earth. They are utter losers. How can you be ungrateful to Allah seeing that you were without life and He gave you life? Then He will cause you to die and then He will again bring you to life. And then to Him shall you be returned. It is He who created for you all things that are on the earth. Then He turned to the heavens and He made them into seven firmaments and He knows well everything. So, الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ أَحْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِ. There is ahad that people have made. And this ahad is, even when before we came to this world, there is a promise and a pledge we made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Am I not your Lord? And everybody said, بَلَى. Indeed, you are our Lord. So, there is an ahad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us again and again about this ahd that people have made. So fasiqeen are those who have made a pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they have forgotten that pledge. Or they are breaking that pledge. And that pledge is that we will not worship anyone except Allah. And then, يَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ يُوصَلْ. Whatever Allah wanted them to join, they break it. And this is a special reference. Breaking family ties. Because silatul rahim, connection with the family members, is very important. Because civilization comes with that. The religions teach us that. And when people go and they don't respect their parents and don't care for their relatives, husband and wife, they don't care for each other, when you have that, then society is in trouble. Then people get into all kind of corruption. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that a part of faith is to keep good ties with your relatives. ويقطعون ما امر الله به ان يوصل. They break what Allah has commanded that. ويفسدون في الارض. And they make all kind of corruption in the land. Corruption in the land by cheating, deceiving, doing all kind of bad things. And this is what brings corruption. Fasad fil ard, we mentioned before that. ويفسدون في الارض اولئك هم الخاسرون. So they are the losers, utter losers. أولئك هم الخاسرون. And then the question is, how can you deny Allah? كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you from nothing. You were nothing, you were lifeless. Amwat here is used for nothing, lifeless. You were lifeless, He gave you life. And then he will bring you to death again. Summa yuhyikum, then he bring you to life. So there are two deaths, two lives. First is when we were nothing. هل أتعلى الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيء مذكورا. Do you remember that there was a time when you were not mentioned? Nobody knew you. Nobody knew your name. Nobody knew anything about you. Allah Ta'ala, a person remember that just few years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago maybe, but there was a time nobody knew, who are you? So kuntum amwatan, you were nothing, and then He made you, gave you life, and you had life, you grew up, become strong, you have all the things, you think I'm this and I'm that, and then He'll put you to death again, you'll die. And he'll be gone. And then the time comes and he'll raise you up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember that. You say I'm this and I'm that, but you were nothing. He brought you. And he will put you nothing. And then he will raise you up on the day of resurrection. So kuntum amwatan fahyakum. Summa yumitukum. Summa yuhyikum. Summa ilayhi turja'un. And then when you are going to raise up, then you are all coming out from your graves, running towards Allah. أَجْدَاسًا إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. So that is the trumpet will be blown and people are going to rise up from their graves and running towards their Lord. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. So how can you deny that when you are in this situation of so vulnerable, nothing? How can you deny the one who has done that? He is the one who created you. خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Everything He created for you on this earth. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. And then He turned towards the sky, towards the heaven, and He made seven firmaments. So above, there is earth here, but then there is above, the planets. And these planets are different kinds. So what is the nature of seven heavens? Only Allah knows. But they are different layers, one above the other, and this space is very high and plenty there. You have stars and planets and all of these things. So فَصَوَّهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And He has knowledge of everything. So here you can see that as the Quran warns, so it also gives good news. مُتَشَابِهَا وَتُوبِهِ مُتَشَابِهَا. They shall be given similar fruits in kind, but much better in taste, or they shall be given similar to what they were promised in this world. So both meanings are possible. The parables of the Quran contain great meaning and value, but the things used for parables could be very simple. Those seeking wisdom go to the depth of the meaning, but those who are bent on denying the truth, they ridicule the words. The fasiqeen are those who break the covenant of Allah, break the ties of relations in family, in society, make corruption in the land. That's the meaning of fasiqeen. That is the definition of fasiqeen. The section began with worship Allah and concludes with how can you deny and be ungrateful to Him. Ya yunnas ubudu. And then how can you deny? So you start, ya yunnas ubudu rabbakum. Now you say, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ? Because he gave you life, he shall make you die, and he shall resurrect you, and you shall be returning to him. So you can see that the whole structure of this section of the Quran, and then you see that the whole worship Allah is your creator, your benefactor. Do not take partners in his worship. He sent you the book for your benefit. If you are in doubt, produce a book like it. Save yourself from the punishment that is prepared for the rejectors. Good news for those who follow. And the book teaches you in parables. Some people benefit from the book. Some will not benefit. Characters of those who will benefit. Allah created you, and to him is your return. So remember, he created everything on this earth for your benefit. And he controls the heavens, and he knows everything. Wallahu bi kulli shayin alim. So that is what this gives us. A very powerful message, emphasizing all different directions. Worship, why you worship, and how to worship. And what is the benefit of worship? And what is the benefit of denial of that? And worship, as I said, is not just prayers 5 times a day. Worship is the whole life. Ibadah is the whole life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us worshipful. Understand his message, inshallah. And follow this beautiful message of the Quran, which is unparalleled. There is nothing like that. And it has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any questions we can take, inshallah? You can say? Yeah.
He's the one who's guiding and also misguiding. But then they say there's a sunnah of Allah, that Allah is the mujib. But I wanted to know, why is Allah misguiding? If he's a mujib.
You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. So fasiqeen is the one who are going to go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human beings with freedom. And he has given them freedom of choice. And he has not imposed anything upon you. But he has explained that. He has given you mind. And he has given you senses. 5 senses. And he has also given you over and above that wahi. The message that comes from there. And if somebody does not use the wahi, does not use his senses, does not use his mind, and keep on corruption, doing corrupt things, then of course he's misled. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let him go. In order to be in the guidance?
Yeah, what makes him go to this guidance? Like if I'm not born as a Muslim,
yeah.
What should I do so that
That is what we mentioned, and other places the Quran says, "Khatam Allah wa la qulubihim." Allah put seal on their heart. What is this seal? This seal has come because the continuous denial. So that means now it has become like a stain that has covered the whole thing. And then after that, people don't understand. So communication is gone by continuous denial and knowingly denying, not just because of ignorance, knowingly denying. And just deliberately denying. And if somehow message comes, understand, myself. I'm not going to pay attention to that. What a beautiful, beautiful message is given to you, and you're not paying attention to that. Instead of reading it, understanding it, one is ignoring it, turning away. So one is responsible for one's own denial. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, and this is the way the natural order works. Allah wanted, he can guide everyone. The Quran says that. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَهَدَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. If Allah wanted, he would have guided everybody. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left it to you. Otherwise, he would have said, he imposed upon me. I did not want it, but he told me to do that. I'm doing it. And that's not beneficial. So it has to be through Islam, is through by will, you submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, you have lived in India. Most of the people are idol worshippers. What is their rational? Because as a person, myself, I cannot see myself worshipping idols or these statues. What is their rational for doing that?
People just like, this is what was happening in Arabia also. They think that we cannot, there is a high God, Brahma, which is too high, we cannot reach. We need some mediators, something in between. And we need something visible so that we can see. So I was watching one video, which is a British company went to India to interview some people who are worshipping idols and ask them, why do you that? Ask their pandit, their teacher, ask them, why you do that? He said, you know, you have electric electric house where they make the electricity, and then there are lines and there are bulbs that give you light. So these are bulbs and they are all connected to the electric thing. So he said, so you are these are not gods, but they are a connection to gods. So this is just like bulb gives you light, and through this bulb you go into that connection. So if somebody said, the person who was interviewing, he said, but you know, a lot of people consider that these are gods, because they believe that these bulbs are gods and they worship them. And he said, so what? In the next life they will change. God is not in a hurry. So that's what the belief is. You are in this worship, in this life, you do something wrong. Maybe in the next life you do something better. Maybe in another life you do something better. So this is the rationale. Yeah. This is his words. The person who was one of their teachers, pandits, he was telling that. So I'm not making it up. So that's the rationale. Yeah. And that the Arabs used to say, how la shafa'una inda Allah. These are our mediators towards Allah. How can we go directly to the one big God? And in some of their cultures, they said that there is a creator, but the creator created and he's gone away. And so you have to find somebody to help you out from that. Islam is saying, no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created and who is aware of what his creation is. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. He is aware of everything. And وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. His throne includes heavens and the earth. And he is not tired of watching that everything. He is aware. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. So that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's majesty and glory and greatness, that Islam emphasizes that. And so there is only one God, and He controls everything, and He knows everything.
How may I identify why they are worshipping idols? How they are satisfied? They have no peace of mind or intercede. In any shape, they are not beneficial in worshipping idols. But they know that we are finding
Allah has given us, you know, that Allah has given us inquiring mind to think about it. But if you don't use it, then we follow. Then we blindly follow. And we say, yeah, this is what our ancestors were doing. The Quran uses that term. They say, this is what our forefathers used to do.